Welcome to Economically Speaking, the information podcast designed to bring you the latest economic development news in the town and the surrounding area. Hosted by Babylon IDA CEO Tom Dolan.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Tom Dolan and you are listening to Economically Speaking. We're being hosted by the Town of Babylon Industrial Development Agency. And we're excited to announce that we will be hosting our first business summit of the year. That will be on April 4th at the East Farmingdale Firehouse. This event will focus on housing, an issue that routinely appears on the front page of the papers. You know, we're going to have an all-star panel, which we're very excited to have, and it's going to be Kevin Gremps from Grow America. We're going to have Gwen O'Shea of the Community Development Corporation of Long Island and Kyle Strober of the Association for a Better Long Island. All three of these individuals work closely on the issue of housing in our area and will be able to provide their valuable perspectives. It will be an informative discussion about a very relevant topic. We're always looking to bring our partners together. This event will be an opportunity to network and meet leaders from the business, government, and the community at large. We've done these events in the past, and we always, it is a win-win scenario. We are going to have breakfast. Bring that appetite with you. So we want you to please RSVP, though, so we make sure that we have enough. You can reach out to us at our email address, which is info@babylonida.org. That's info at Babylon, BABYLONIDA.org. You can go to our website, and that's at www.babylonida.org. So please respond RSVP, and I promise you won't be sorry. So housing is a significant focus for the IDA in 2024. We follow the lead of our town's administration, and we've been working on housing for a long time. And I'll get into some of the statistics a little bit later. But housing is an important thing, and it's not just about shelter. It encourages economic growth, especially for small businesses and local industries. Accessible housing options are crucial for attracting and retaining a skilled workforce, a key asset for local industries. This is something we have heard over and over again from our business community. Matter of fact, a recent LIA study showed that Long Island lost more than 110,000 residents between 2017 and 2022, mainly younger people, a sign of the importance of housing for young professionals. Many respondents cited how expensive renting and buying a home on Long Island is. Babylon has been a leader in housing development on Long Island. Since 2018, we have built nearly 1,500 units of housing within the town of Babylon, with at least a third of that classified as affordable, which is huge. The IDA has guidelines for financial assistance for the development of affordable housing. And again, I encourage any developer or anyone listening and wanting to get more information, please again go to our website or you can email us and reach out to us and we can guide you through that. Our state government partners have recognized the issue's importance, not just for Long Island, but for the entire downstate region. It's been a part of many recent headlines. Last year, Governor Kathy Hochul called for 800,000 new apartments and homes over the next decade to combat an unaffordable housing crisis. And very simply, you know, markets are controlled by supply and demand. So the more housing that we put on the marketplace, the more it can bring down and hopefully create more affordability for people looking for housing. In July of 2023, Governor Hochul signed an executive order to create the Pro Housing Community Program, which rewards local governments working to address New York's housing crisis. Municipalities must be designated as a pro housing community to receive state funding for housing. And again, this is something that's so important. We want to be a resource in this area. Again, these are many of the things that will be discussed at the event, but please use us if you need information on this. Included also in the governor's 2024 budget is the New York Housing Compact, which is designed to build 800,000 new homes throughout the state over the next decade. The compact includes various initiatives to help make this a reality by emphasizing transit-oriented development projects, which we know well here in Babylon, removing barriers to housing creation, and incentivizing new construction. As part of this push, she recently proposed building 15,000 new housing units on state-owned land, mainly on Long Island, New York City, and Westchester County. That also was part of a recent article that included land located right here in the town of Babylon. The bipartisan Faith-Based Affordable Housing Act was introduced in December to make it easier for churches, temples, and other places of worship to develop housing on this property. A recent Pew study found that 75% of New Yorkers support policies specifically allowing dorms and affordable housing on colleges and church land. So, you know, that is something. And again, I hope you come out. I hope you'll attend this event, because that is something that we hear all the time. People recognize that we need affordable housing, and they do want to keep housing and their young here, right? You don't want your family picking up and leaving. But at the same time, there are barriers, there are things, there are obstacles that we face here locally. And again, these are all things that we can discuss at the event. And we also see, as part of the proposal, the potential housing development would have to fit with the surrounding community with no more than 30 to 50 units on acre for towns and smaller cities. This, again, is part of the Faith-Based Affordable Housing Act that was introduced, again, back in December. This proposal is a great idea to support both housing and places of worship. That's just an example of some of the recent things going on with the housing. There's a lot to discuss. So make sure you join us on April 4th, and we do hope to see you there. You can please go to our show notes and contact us at our website. Again, is www.babylonida.org. Again, www.babylonida.org. Again, our email is info, at babylonida.org. Again, that's info at babylonida.org. So I want to take this opportunity, and again, in closing, I want to thank all of you for taking a couple of minutes out and listening today. If you have, you want to bring somebody to the event, that would be great. We have plenty of room. I don't know if you've ever been to the East Farmingdale room, but it definitely can handle a lot of people. And again, RSVP at that contact information that we've given you. Go to our show notes. We'll have all the relative information there that you can get. But again, much appreciated that you've tuned in today and that you've listened. Like and subscribe. My name is Tom Dolan. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode of Economically Speaking Podcast was brought to you by the Town of Babylon IDA. To find out more information about today's topic, our guest, or to simply stay connected, please visit the show notes, where you'll find all the relevant links.